Hello, everyone. I just want to thank Dr. Anderson for giving me this opportunity of sharing God's word with you all. And I want to thank you for tuning in and giving me the opportunity of ministering to you God's word. I pray that today God's word will minister to your life and to your soul, and that something happens in your spirit as you hear these words. The word says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So I pray right now that your faith may increase in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we've been doing this series called the fascinating phrases of Philippians. And so I want to talk to you about one phrase that is found in Philippians 4:13, starting in verse 12. Give you a second to find it real quick. It says the following in verse 12. It says, "For I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." You see, when I read that verse, it doesn't really say that you have the option to do whatever the heck you want, that you can just do whatever you care and want to do and desire to do, and God would just come like a miracle and just bless whatever it is that you want. That's not what Paul is talking about when he talks to the church of Philippi. This message that Paul is talking about is really talking about, he's really testifying about the fact that in worst times of his life, God was keeping him company and helping him throughout every situation and every circumstance of his life. Paul is telling the church of Philippi, he says, "I know what it is to go through hell." He says, "I know what it is to want. I know what it is to suffer. I know what it is to need. I know what it is to be in pain. I know what it is to be lonely and abandoned. I know what it is to mourn. I know what it is to go through a hard times in your life." And he says, "And through all of this, Jesus Christ has stayed and has been by my side, and he has given me the strength and the abilities and the resources and the confidence to be able to withstand whatever comes my way." He says he has given me the strength to deal with whatever circumstance or obstacles I have faced in my life. So when you hear, "I can do all things through Christ," again, it's not that you can do whatever you want. It's that in the middle of hell, in the middle of turmoil, in the middle of disaster, Jesus Christ is standing right there by your side, encouraging you and lifting you and building you and pouring into you and guiding you and carrying you and helping you. He says, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." When you exegete this scriptural verse, you get a translation that is even more profound. It says the following. It says, "I am mighty enough in the Messiah which dynamizes me." Whew. Listen to that for a moment. That's an exegeted version. It says, "I am mighty enough in the Messiah who dynamizes me." Let's deal with that word mighty for a minute. That word mighty is defined as possessing great and impressive power or strength. Other words that is used for mighty are fearsome, ferocious, big, tough, robust, potent. These are the words that Paul uses to describe those that are in Christ. Therefore, these are the words that Paul is using to describe you if you are a follower in Christ. So instead of sitting at home and feeling victimized and feeling defeated and feeling discouraged and feeling abandoned and, "Oh, poor me, nobody knows the sorrow that I've been through." No. That's not what Paul is saying. He says, "You got power, you got strength, you got something dwelling inside of you that is shaped, that will shake every circumstance and every situation completely out of your life." Listen, I know at times you don't feel it. I know at times only you know what you go through. Only you know your insecurities. Only you know your pain. Only you know your doubts. Only you know when you're on the verge of giving up and on the verge of just surrendering. Only you know all that stuff. And it's hard sometimes to believe that there is strength inside of you because, Pastor, it's easy for you to say this because you're reading it right now from a word, but you don't know my struggle. You don't know my demons. You don't know my situations. You don't know my pain. Well, let me tell you, I don't need to know. What I do know is the word of God. And the word of God says that inside of you dwells the power of the Holy Spirit. And if the power of the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ is inside of you, then therefore you have power and you will be able to withstand whatever obstacle, whatever situation, whatever circumstance comes your way, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthened you. Yes, you. Right there in your living room, right there in your camera, right there on your phone, right there on your computer, just listening to this word, you probably thought you was just kind of surfing around and finding a church. No. This word is for you. There is no coincidence for those that are in Christ Jesus. So if you found me, it's because the word of God found you, and he's pulling you, and he's talking to you, and he's telling you, don't give up. Don't give up. Keep standing. Keep pushing. Keep holding on. Surrender yourself to me, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Go ahead, type it in there and write, I can do all things. I can get through my circumstance. I can get through my pain. I can get through my situation. I can get through whatever obstacle I'm facing right now. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. What he's saying is that there is power inside of you. In other words, you have everything inside of you that it takes to get a breakthrough. When you look at that word, that it says it dynamizes you. In other words, there is a dynamite inside of you. There is an explosion ready to happen. Something, Acts 1:8 says what? And you will receive power, dunamis, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Power, boom, the enemy is defeated. It's that simple. Type in boom. Boom, the enemy is defeated. There is nothing that he can do to you that will able to destroy God's plan and God's desire and God's purpose and God's destiny for your life. Yes, you're angry at your spouse. Yes, your spouse gets on your nerves. Yes, your children kind of irritate you. Yes, you probably are unemployed or struggling with finances. Yes, you're probably sitting at home and you're sick and in pain and confused. Regardless of the circumstances of what you're at, say, boom, and the devil has to flee. He just has to flee. A dynamite is used to break difficult situations. You don't use dynamite sticks because you want something beautiful. Usually, when you get a dynamite stick or something, it's because you want to break rocks or you want to break mountains or you want to destroy something that is hard. God is saying that that's what he does inside of you. He breaks those challenges. He breaks those obstacles. He breaks those circumstances. He breaks those difficulties. He breaks whatever is hard in your life. I am a product of a dynamite God. I am a product of a God that has taken my life and has continually helped me evolve and continually has helped me deal with difficult situations and has continually helped me get to the other side. This is the God that I serve, a God that takes the broken vessels, God that takes somebody who is confused and hurting and in suffering, and he lifts them up. So when Paul says, I learn to be with or be without, I've learned to have or not, I've learned to suffer or not, I've learned to rejoice, I've learned to be in pain, I've learned to mourn, I've learned to go through whatever circumstances. Why? Because my God dwells inside of me, and I could do it because Christ is inside of me, and he has given me the power to withstand. Listen. Paul also says in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for good. Now, if you've been serving the Lord for a while, you know what I'm talking about. You know that situation in your life that you thought you wasn't going to get through. You know that situation in your life where you cried and you suffered and you wasn't sure how you was going to get to the other side, but somehow you did. And not only did you one way or another, you end up giving God thanks for the experience. I don't know how he does that. He is the only one that can do that. That he can take your pain, that he can take your suffering, that he can take your experience and one way or another converts it into a blessing. Remember the story where Joseph's brother tried to sell him into slavery? And they came to and later on in life, when you fast forward, what was his response? He says, what the enemy meant for evil, God turned around for good. And I want to tell you that right now. Whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you're struggling with, what the enemy meant for evil, this is where he's defeated. Because he thinks he's destroying you. But he doesn't realize that he's actually allowing opportunity for God to do a miracle in your life. See, right now, I know you don't feel it. I know you're confused. I know you're in pain. I know you're struggling. I know it hurts. Some of you right now are probably in the hospital listening to this message and can't breathe, or struggling with pain, or just have lost some family members in the recent days, and you're wondering how you're going to get through the other side. I know it's hard, but I also know a God that is more than a conqueror, that says that you're more than a conqueror. I also know a God that says that he's going to get you to the other side. So when the Apostle Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Again, he's not saying that you can do whatever you want. What he's actually saying is, in my weakest moments, in my moments of pain and despair, in my moments where I've lost control, my God has been with me, and he has given me the strength to get to the other side. Listen, I personally do not know a God who accepts you when life is perfect. I wish that was my story. God, when I surrender myself to the Lord, trust me when I tell you, I wouldn't have even chosen myself. I was locked up in prison. The last person I would have chosen to do God's work would have been me. But God is not looking at your present circumstance. God's looking at your purpose. God is looking at your destiny. God is looking at your future. This is why when Peter comes to Jesus and Jesus says, hey, who do you say I am? And Peter begins to go, some say you're Elijah, some say you're a prophet, and he goes down the list. And then eventually he said, but who do you say I am? He says, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. And he says, you are blessed because this was revealed to you by God and not by man. And he says, and on this house, I'm going to build that church. You know, I'm fast forwarding through it. But let me tell you something. Don't you think that if Jesus is all knowing, he would have known that Peter was going to betray him at some point in life? Just literally a few chapters later, you see the betrayal. And Jesus still said, you are blessed. Jesus still said, I'm building my church out of you. I'm using broken pieces. I'm using broken vessels to be able to lift up the glory of God. God will use you in your pain, in your suffering, in your struggle. I'm here to say that the greater the pain, the greater the glory. I've realized this time and time again. So this is not my story, a God that accepts you when you're perfect, a God that accepts you when everything looks good and you seem acceptable. No, that is not my story. The God I know is the God that picks you up when you're down. The God I know is the God that is your companionship when everybody else abandons you. The God I know is that when you give up, he doesn't give up. The God I know is that when you're in depression and you're overworked and you're scared and you're crying and you're frustrated, listen, I know what it is to sit in a shower crying out of frustration and anger and despair and not knowing how you're going to get to the other side and just sitting there, let the water hit you until the hot water runs out and then the cold water hits you and you're still angry and you're still frustrated. You're like, God, help me get through this circumstance. Help me get through this situation. I know what it is, but I also know what it is to see a God, a mighty God, do the impossible. I also know what to see God's hand go into the gutter and lift you up. I know what it is to see a God to speak life into your dead situation. I know what it is. And I'm telling you this not because it's something I read in the book. I'm telling you this because this is something that I've experienced. I've experienced a God that takes you at your worst circumstance and speaks life into it. Breathes life into it. Helps you get to the other side. The God I know is the present help in times of need. Listen how Zechariah 4:6 puts it. He says it this way. He says, because it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. This strength that I'm talking to you about, it's not based on personal abilities and efforts. It's not a hustle. It's not a network. You can't study your way into this strength. You just can't find a good support system or a good just accountability partner and suddenly you're strong. It doesn't work that way. The strength that I'm talking to you about comes from up above. It's greater than human efforts. It's greater than any doctor. It's greater than your circumstance. The God I'm talking to you about comes through total surrender to the Holy Spirit. It's totally saying, God, I give myself, I depend on you, I surrender myself to you, and I ask you to intervene in my life. It is Christ through the Holy Spirit that gives you strength. Now listen, I'm going to confess something to you. I'm talking to you about this right now because I've lived this and I've experienced this, but I could also tell you that I know what it is to be haunted your whole life by your past. I could also tell you what it is to get in front and try to fulfill God's mission and God's assignment and feel so insecure and so afraid and so doubtful and not knowing how you're going to get to the other side. This is not something, I'm not telling you a message that I've just completely figured it all out and I'm living on completely on the other side. I struggle with this daily. How could I embrace God's truth? How could I embrace God's strength when I'm weak sometimes? When sometimes I'm just going crazy in my head, sometimes I just feel so frustrated and confused, how sometimes things don't work out the way I wish they did. This is not something that I've completely have figured it out. But what I have known, what's consistent is that when I lose control, he has control. What's consistent is that when I do not know what to do, he knows what to do. People always tell me, Why are you always praying so much? That happens to me all the time. My daughter asked me this. My wife asked me this. My mama even asked me this. And I'm like, because I don't know what I'm doing half of the time. Because I do not know how I'm going to get to the other side. I don't know how I'm going to figure things out. Because the truth of the matter is I'm just human. And I'm coming to God daily saying, God, give me wisdom. Give me strength. Give me resources. Give me the ability. Help me, guide me, inspire me, strengthen me. God, help me when I just kind of want to give up. God, just breathe in my direction, Lord God. I know at first hand what it is to be tormented and haunted by your past. 2 Corinthians 12, 8 and 10 says the following. I felt like this a whole bunch of times, and I'm probably pretty sure you probably have felt this way as well. This is Paul. He's praying and he's kind of irritated and frustrated. And he comes to God and he says, God, three times I've prayed that you may take this thing away from me. Have you ever done that? How many times have you prayed about your demons? How many times have you prayed about your struggles? How many times have you said, God, I've come to you time and time and time again asking you to help me overcome this situation. And you still there. And this is God's response. He says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, I will boast all more gladly about my weakness. Hold up. What are you saying? You're saying I could, when I'm weak, then he says this. He says, when I am weak, I am strong. I know what it is to make mistakes. Mistakes on top of mistakes. I probably have a PhD on mistakes. I ain't gonna lie to you. I know what it is to hurt some of the people that you love the most. I know what it is to feel weak and afraid and confused and doubtful. I know what it is to be so angry inside and not even knowing where this anger coming from. I know what it is to stumble on the same rock. I know what it is to have a spiritual low self-esteem and feel insufficient and inadequate and struggle with the same demons time and time again. But I also know what it means to see the Spirit of God move on your behalf and do the impossible. 1 Corinthians 1, 27 to 28 says this, but God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God shows the weak things. Are you weak? Are you foolish? I am. And God says he chose you. Isn't that pretty cool? He says, I know what the foolish things, the weak things of the world, to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of the world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. They are. It is he who heals your emotional scars. It is he who helps you in times of troubles and in times of weakness. When you are scared, when you are confused, when you are hurting, when you're doubtful, remember that you can do all things through Christ. All right, preacher, I got you. I hear you. I believe what you're saying. Now what? What do I do with this? Whew. I wish it was just one sermon and the problem was resolved. I wish I could do like take two of these and call me in the morning and the problem would have been done. I wish it was that simple. That's not the spiritual journey that we're in, this life that we're in. We have to continually figure it all out. But there's a few things that I've learned along this journey. I kind of made it real simple. I did the ABCs of this. A, B, C. Remember those three letters. Because the first one, A, is admit. Admit your weakness. Admit what your struggle is. Listen, in all these 12 steps and all these rehab programs and all that, which I've had my own share of those over the years, one of the things that they tell you is that the first thing you have to do is accept and admit your issues. You can't sit here and justify them. You can't sit here and try to just kind of make excuses for what you are the way you are. Admit it. Come to God and say, God, this is my pain. God, this is my struggle. God, this is my circumstance. God, these are where I'm struggling, or this is where I'm failing, or God, this is what I need help with. It's not that he doesn't know anyways. What do you think? You think God is sitting in heaven when you confess your situation and he's saying, OMG. That's not what he's doing. He knows what's up. He's just waiting for you to talk to him. Admit it. Just tell him what's up. Tell him what you're going through. And you know what? I know in church we do all this PG version of our story. We don't need to do a PG version with God. Give him the straight R-rated version. Give him the X-rated version. Tell him exactly where you are. I've had a whole lot of those with the Lord. In my anger, in my frustration, I've come to God. And you know what's funny? It's not like he's sitting. Some of you guys have too much reverence and you feel that you can't talk to God like that. But if you're already feeling that way and if you're already thinking that way and he already knows your mind anyways, it's not like he's surprised by the level of explanation or frustration or the way you're coming to him. Just admit it. Tell him, God, this is what I'm struggling. God, this is my pain. This is how I keep stumbling. God, this is how I'm confused. God, I'm so angry inside. God, I'm whatever. Just tell him. You fill in your own blank. And you tell God what's going on. This is a good time to do that. Admit it. He knows it anyways. The only person that is hurting themselves by not admitting is you. Don't you realize that the enemy works get stronger in darkness? Listen, in 2002, there was a movie. Many of you have heard it. It's called 8 Mile with Eminem. And in this movie, in the very last scene, Eminem is competing and he's rapping. It's a rap movie. For those of you who don't know, check it out. Watch. It's a little R, so be careful with the words. But check out the movie if you wanted to. But in the very last scene, Eminem grabs the mic and he starts telling the opposition, his enemy. It's a rap battle. He starts telling all his junk. He's like, yeah, I live in the trailer. Yeah, this person slept with my girl. Yeah, you guys beat me up. And he starts going down the list. Yeah, my mom is an addict. Yeah, he goes down the list of all his situation, that and all his struggles and all his circumstance. And then he takes the mic and he gives the mic to his opposition. He says, now here, tell them something they don't know, the crowd. And when he did that, everybody, the music is going, hey, the mic is going. And the opposition has his mic. I forget what was his name. But I remember he had nothing to say. Why? Because Eminem exposed himself. And when I saw that scene, the Spirit of God spoke to me. And the Spirit of God said the following. He says, if you expose yourself, the enemy loses his power. So just let it go. Tell him what's up. It's better, let me tell you, you release yourself from a lot of stress. I believe that one of the reasons People are struggling with so much anxiety and depressions and frustration and whatever it is, because in their mind, they kind of have tried to believe the hype. They've tried to kind of walk in this pedestal, and that the truth of the matter is you can't achieve it. You can't be there. That's why 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins. A, admit your weakness. B, believe in God's promises. You have to believe it. If I can see it, then I can do it. I can't sing, so let me leave that alone. But believe it. Believe in God's promises. There is a whole bunch of promises that talks about your victory, that talks about how you're going to get to the other side, that talks that you're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, that God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Listen, 1 Corinthians 10:13 is one of my favorite verses. Listen what it says. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful, say faithful, that he will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide you with the way out so that you can endure it. All right, so let me break this down a little bit simpler. He says, first of all, there's no temptation that has overtaken you except what is common to man. In other words, you ain't the only one going through this. That's the paraphrase. That's the Eli version. Check it out. You ain't the only person. What you're going through is common to man. People are going through this. And I also learned this over the years. You are at a bad place sometimes, but there's always somebody who's at a worse place. And you got to remember that. So instead of just kind of breaking down and entering into this bad place in life, remember that what you're going through, all humans go through. Yeah, some have it easier than others, but also some have it harder than others as well. This is the first thing he says. And then he says, God is faithful. I love that. He stops right there. He said, but God is faithful, that he will not let you be tempted but what you can stand. In other words, whatever you're going through, God and his faithfulness, he's not going to let you, he's going to give you the power and the strength and the resources to that whatever you're facing in life, that he's telling you ahead of time that he's not going to let you be tempted more than what you can handle. So whatever it is that you're going through in life right now, you believe it, that you can handle it. I know you don't feel it, but trust me, you can handle it. You can get to the other side of this. And then he said, but not only that, he said, but when you are tempted, God will also provide you with the way out of the situation. You know what it is? He's giving you a way to get out of the pain. He's giving you a pain to get out of the circumstance. And that can look different for every single person, depending on the situation, depending on the suffering, depending on the circumstance. It looks different, but God is saying the promises is that God has already given you the way out. So one is admit it, admit your weakness. B is believe in God's promises. And now let me talk to you about C. C is call on the Lord. Talk to him, man. Talk to him, sister. Talk to him, listener. Just tell him what's up, man. Sometimes we just don't want to talk about our things. This is what Jeremiah 33 says. He says, call unto me and I will answer. I've had so many times that I've come to the Lord and I've cried and I've been so frustrated and I've been in pain, and God has always been by my side. Even when, I'll never forget that I went through a really bad situation in my life, and I was just sitting in an air mattress just crying and in depression. And all I could do was just talk to the Lord. That's all I had, an air mattress. I always joke about it because I had an air mattress, my laptop, and a coffee maker. That's all I had. But in the middle of those three things, God just kept on breathing and giving me hope and encouraging me and building me and speaking into my life. Call unto the Lord. A, admit your weakness. B, believe in God's promises. C, call unto the Lord. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. Now, because I like you, I was only going to do A, B, C, but I'm going to give you a D. Do it all over again. Do it again. I'm going to give you a verse that is one of the most, in my opinion, one of the most profound verses that I can think about. Just do it again. Why do I say do it again? Because in your humanness, it's guaranteed that you're going to stumble. It's a guarantee that you're going to mess up. That's one thing for sure. I wish I could tell you that was not the case, but that's not true. You're going to be dealing with this for many years of your life, this pain, this suffering, this frustration. We live in a broken world. Just look what we're going through right now in this world, how much pain and suffering we're going through. Says, just do it again and do it and do it and do it again. Proverbs 24:16 says the following. The godly man trips seven times, but they will get back up. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. Let me say it again because I butchered it for a minute. Proverbs 24:16. The godly man trips seven times, but they will get back up again. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. What does that mean? The reason why it says that the godly man does it seven times is because the godly man keeps getting up. And I'm telling you right now, get up. Get up. Keep getting up. Shake it off. Brush it off. Do whatever you have to do, but do not stay in your pain. Do not stay in your suffering. Do not stay in your circumstance. Get up. Touch your neighbor and say, get up. I know you ain't probably nobody right there next to you. So look at the phone. Flip the camera around and say, get up. Get out of your situation. Get up. The wicked only falls once because he doesn't get back up. It takes one situation to destroy a wicked, while it takes many painful and difficult situations to destroy, not even to destroy, but to bring down and keeps getting up, the righteous. Now listen, I don't know if this word, what this word has done for you, but what I wanted to do is just kind of share you that scripture where it says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. You can. Nobody's saying it's going to be easy. Nobody is saying that you're not going to go. Paul doesn't mention none of that stuff. On the contrary, when he does put it in his context, he starts talking about all the bad stuff that he's been through. And then he says, I can do all things through Christ. So, yeah, you're going to go through it. I've been through it, still going through it. And I probably have more to come. I hope not. Please pray for me. But the truth of the matter is we're going to go through it. Get back up and believe God's promises that he will get you to the other side. God bless.